Yeah! 97.1, it's Adam Akadosius back again, bitches. Let's do the damn thing, Mr. Wang. Driving around town, top down, black Benz. Of course, I'm blasting my HD radio. Monday through Friday, 8 to 11. My dial's locked on that hot talk station. Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. OG Valley Stud ripping 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. At 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I said it. Right? Check this out. Listen to this.
We'll just blow through it. Here we go.
Might be the funniest guy in radio.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Our resident stoner joins us,
yeah.
Adam Akadosius,
what's
man.
Up, what's up?
Shazam,
Shazam,
huh? All right, he's all, he's, Adam's here, or at least he's half here, as Leo would say. And you baked right now?
Yeah, you know, I'm just holding on like a hubcap in the fast lane.
You seem especially popped right now. You seem like especially, like you're really, really hot.
I just had a little session in the parking lot, you know.
Yeah, enjoying yourself, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's all natural.
And what's your favorite kind of weed?
You know, that super duper turtle tortoise that just keeps me up and going.
What keeps you going?
That super duper turtle tortoise?
Super duper turtle tortoise?
Yeah, yeah. You know, the broccoli, that spinach.
The redundant weed.
Sure.
Super duper is redundant, and then turtle tortoise. Yeah.
Yeah, squared.
It's like there's a football team up in Ontario, in Hamilton, Ontario. It's a Canadian football team. You know what it's called? The Tiger Cats.
That's...
A little redundant, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah, a little redundant, right?
Yeah, I like
it. Yeah, okay. Like
Tiger
Cats. Yeah, curtain drapes.
Sounds like a cartoon character.
All righty. Adam Akadosius is with us. And what we're going to do for this hour is entertain people who have especially interesting stoner thoughts. You get all high and hopped up on weed, and then your mind starts to wander, and you get stoner thoughts. You're like, are you allowed to smoke weed in heaven? You ever thought about that? Is that allowed?
Of course it is.
You think so?
I don't know.
Think there's a big bong there?
Isn't heaven whatever you want it to be?
I don't know, man.
It could be a big pile.
All right, if you have a stoner thought, and Adam Akadosius has a bunch of them here, man.
That I try to remember.
Yeah, the thoughts that come to that little crazy brain of yours when you're stoned. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. All right. I've got one that I don't get stoned very often, but when I do, I think I used to have a dog, and I always thought that my dog judges me when I was stoned because he wouldn't be as playful. He wouldn't be as receptive to like rolling around. He was always like very judgmental, and I thought that when I was stoned, that dog was judging me. Is that possible?
Well,
you never know, dude.
Did you blow the smoke in his face? Was he faded with you?
No, I never got the dog high.
See, sometimes I look at my dog. That's funny you bring that up, because one of my thoughts is I have my little dog around with me all the time, and one of my thoughts is always, what is he trying to say at me? Like you're saying, he always looks at you. He's like, what is he trying to say? I always wonder what if my dog could talk, what he would tell me. What he would tell me, like... You know, they say, if these walls could talk, what if my dog could talk? I wonder what would come out of his mouth.
Right. And anything yet?
Nothing.
Nothing
he
yet.
He sings the songs, but that's all I can get out of him.
Here's the stoner thought that I think we've gone over on the air before, but I have this all the time. In, you know, when people do construction in the valley, they'll buy a piece of property, like an acre, and they're going to put an apartment building there.
Right.
But they want to dig out all the soil so they can have subterranean parking. Right? And they remove thousands and thousands of tons of soil from the valley. When that soil leaves the valley, is the valley more susceptible to an earthquake because you're effing with the balance of the soil?
Take it out the earth.
Is that possible?
I don't know. I never thought about that.
Yeah. See, that's another stone.
Where does
thought.
It go? Where do they take all the dirt or the soil?
I don't know. They take it out to the guys who need soil.
But who needs dirt? Isn't dirt everywhere you go? Where do they take the extra dirt?
I think they can maybe take it out to the desert.
Can you recycle dirt? Like, can you turn dirt into something?
No, I think dirt is always going to be dirt. But you can take it out to the desert where there's a lot of sand, and then you can put dirt down and start growing crap on it.
Is it called, like, dirt or sand or something? Do they change the name when dirt and sand mix?
No, when you take the sand and you just pile dirt on top of it, or you move the sand away. and you put dirt down.
You're changing the earth from everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If we change the earth too much, are we going to have more earthquakes? That's a stoner thought, dude.
I don't know, man.
Think about it, man.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to Lucy in Pasadena. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing, baby?
How you doing?
All righty.
Okay, Mr. Conway.
Yes, ma'am.
I've had a couple glasses of wine, so bear with me, okay?
Good for you.
First of all, why are you talking about dirt? Because you're putting me to sleep on hold.
All right.
I want to say that I'm a really big fan.
And, you know,
I only tune in now and then because, you know, what I do and everything. But anyway.
What do you do?
What happened to Steckler?
All right. Well, tell me first, what do you do for a living?
I work in a restaurant.
You work in a restaurant. As a waitress?
I'm a waitress.
Oh, good for you. A high-end restaurant?
Medium end.
All right, very good. Steckler is no longer with the station. He left about 3 years ago, and he's writing. He's doing a lot of writing, and he's a big time comedy writer. So I think that's what he's doing.
I miss Steckler. He was
a
good
guy. Yeah, I do too.
And why don't you guys? You guys don't do the Arsenio? Not the Arsenio. The like I said, I've had some wine. The Jesse Jackson thing.
Yeah, we stopped doing that about 6 years ago.
No.
You're stupid.
No way. It is not 6 years. It was maybe like a year.
Really?
Yeah.
About six years ago, we stopped doing that.
No.
Yeah. We used to do it Thursday night at 8 o'clock, and then we stopped.
I know, and I miss it.
Yeah. How old are you?
30.
30 years old. All right. All right. Well, what can I do? Have we entertained you long enough, or would you like to add some more?
I just say that I'm a big fan.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you very much.
All right.
You are
single?
So friggin' nuts.
Hey,
you don't even
there
know.
He
You're
is.
The stupidest caller I've ever had.
All right. That was Dougie.
We love
you
Dougie.
You are dumb beyond any comparison, without warrant,
Dougie,
and barren
Dougie,
of
please,
any ideas.
Please. Give her a break. All right. Lucy, tune in more often.
All right.
There she goes. Jesus Christ. All right. Let's talk to John in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1.
Tim, what's up, baby?
Hey, dude, you got a stoner thought, my brother?
Oh, dude, I'm a little stony.
You are now.
I am. I wanted to say hey to Adam, too.
What's up, dude?
Hey, man, I remember, you know, a couple weeks, maybe a couple months back, you were talking, you like to meet up with people and smoke and go see a movie.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about good movies that were good when you're high, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should cruise down to Huntington, man, and smoke with us.
Yeah.
All right, he'll do that tomorrow. Sean in Los Angeles, 97.1. Sean, how are you?
Hey, I'm all right, man. How you doing?
All right, man. What do you got?
I smoke a lot.
Right.
And I want to know why is a hamburger called a hamburger when there's no ham in it?
That's a pretty decent stoner thought.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know why it's called a hamburger.
Well, didn't they invent the hamburger in Hamburg, Germany?
Oh, is that right?
I think so, and that's really? How they got the name hamburger.
Hey, look at that. Look at Adam McIntoshes, man.
I think that's
he's
true.
He's hot, but
and
he
Tim?
Still knows, though.
Yeah, so what is that, Gina?
I'm sorry, I was just going to say, in case you're wondering, the Frankfurter is from Frankfurt.
Thank you very
Woo!
Much.
See?
Jesus
I know my food. I get the munchies
yeah.
a lot.
Where's the Spanish rice from?
Spanish rice aisle.
All right, let's go to Courtney in Moore Park. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, my God, I am so excited to be on the phone with you right now.
Thank you, darling.
Woo!
Woo! Okay, so my friend and I, for years and years, we drive around in the car and listen to the radio and smoke. That's what we do.
Right.
Exciting.
Seems pretty pretty productive.
Oh, yeah, right? I know. No, actually, you'd be surprised. We both have pretty good jobs, and we get good grades in college, so you know.
Good for you.
Off time. But we always like to talk about what would happen when they invent flying cars and what would happen if they got in an accident. Like, if you were driving on a freeway and there was, like, flying cars up above you and they got in an accident and then all the cars fell down. Like, what the hell would happen?
Yeah, and that's actually a good stoner thought. I'm sorry we have a bad connection with you. But how about this for a stoner thought? What if they had flying cars and they had so many of them that there was actually traffic in the air? You know, you had to, like, slow down because there's too many flying cars, and then you couldn't really keep the momentum and go keep flying anymore. Everybody would die.
But what if we had flying cars, and then our cars can poop, and we could finally poop on birds for pooping on our cars all the time?
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
You know what? And yeah. How would they feel if we poop on them?
Yeah. I wonder if you could actually do that nowadays. You don't have to have a flying car. You can just go to the park and crap on some pigeons. Yeah.
Just like that. That All was right. my bean burrito.
There you go,
Taco
man.
Bell.
All right. Scott, Newport Beach on 97.1.
Yeah, right on. Hey, Timmy.
Hey.
Dude, what would Jesse Jackson say?
Yes.
What was the one, the fiery, fiery, what was that one?
Oh, the fiery, I'll look that one up for you. You want us to replay it for you? Is that what you're asking?
Oh, I couldn't hear it. I didn't know if maybe you remembered. But anyway.
It's seven of the fiery furnace.
There you go. Look at that. Let's hear it again.
Fool the fiery furnace.
That is the only reason why I hang out at home on Thursday nights, listen to the radio.
Good for you, dude. Are you stoned?
Coming off.
Right. You got a major conspiracy going on?
No, but whenever you kind of get a little buzzed up, it's always kind of fun to think of like work conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Hey, Mo, we can't use that whole S word.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, That's cool. I'm like, it's... Yeah, right. The whole
look
thing.
At that. I understand.
Yeah, but you know, I do the same thing. Thank you for calling. I do the same thing when I occasionally don't really get high much, but you know, when I do, I start buying into conspiracy theories.
So I get a little paranoid.
And you know, here's what I have. I think the government is trying to shut down talk radio. I have a theory
You're
about
crazy.
This. I have a theory about this.
Then that bring in the whole First Amendment and all that stuff?
No, they can do it through legislation. Because here's what they've done in some states to try to shut down talk radio. Okay?
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
Politics really bring down my high.
All right. Well, we're not doing this just to bring down your high, so please excuse us. But when you say you can no longer talk on a cell phone unless it's hands-free... That's a detriment to talk radio. That is, you know, talk radio suffers from that. And I think they're trying to get like the Rush Limbaughs, the Sean Hannitys, the Michael Savages off radio, and they're slowly nitpicking at these guys.
Michael Savage has a radio show, The Wrestler?
Yeah, no, not The Wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I got a couple of theories that they're going after talk radio, man. When you get buzzed, it really kicks in. All right, stoner thoughts. Thoughts you only have when you are smoking that weed, man. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Bill on the 405. You're on 97.1. Billy, you there? All right, how about Colin in Riverside? You're on 97.1.
What's up, Tim?
Hey, dude.
Okay, I was high not too long ago, and I was totally stoned. And I was remembering when I was a little kid and what a big fan I was of Morton Downey Jr. and Freddy Krueger.
Right.
Then I thought, what if the two guys were fused into Morton Downey Krueger? And it was, how badass would that have been? And I could perfectly envision like a perfect fusing of those two guys into this really sarcastic, smart-ass, like serial killer game show host.
And right before he killed anybody, he goes, zip it, pal! And then bring out that chainsaw. All right, Kyle in Costa Mesa, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, I was thinking why we park our cars in the driveway, but we drive our cars on the parkway, and there's interstates on Hawaii.
All right, dude. That's pretty good, man. Do you do stand-up comedy at all?
Nope.
You should look into it.
Yeah, that'll be a good time.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. You think that line was stolen?
I think he pulled it.
You think it was, Gina?
Yeah, my dad's been telling me that since I was in kindergarten.
Why we park our cars on the driveway and drive our cars on the parkway.
And that actual statement from my father actually led into the interstate question. So I think that's all from one thing.
Oh, boy. All right. I thought that was original stuff, man. That guy nailed me. Let's talk to Bill on the 405. You're on 97.1. How are you?
I just fell asleep for 8 minutes. Woke up right in time.
Good.
my friend and I, when we smoke a lot of weed, we get the most brilliant ideas. And we wake up and we go, oh, my God, we're just retarded.
What were some of them?
Well, the latest one, we were talking about how expensive gas is because it's more expensive than weed. And so we were really drunk and, you know, smoked a lot of water tobacco pipes. And, you know, we started discussing and actually writing down how you could make the roads so that you would only drive one way, the opposite way the earth turned, and you could save half the gas. And we were totally convinced when we were high, and then we woke up, and it was the idea, really.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, buddy. You may have been too stoned.
I just smoked some of that.
Yeah, stuff. That's possible. You were too stoned. All right. Stoner thoughts. Thoughts you really only have when you're high. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Talk to about Nick on the 101. You're on 97.1. Nick, how are you?
How you doing, Sam?
All right. What do you got?
I got a couple of friends who think coming to America, and they, you know the part where Arsenio is a woman, the bar?
Right. You go, dog!
Well, they didn't know that that was a woman, or even, I mean, they didn't know it was Arsenio, and they always thought it was a woman. I was always wondering if a guy's ever thought it was a woman and, like, pleasured himself to Arsenio.
All right, dude, that's actually a great thought. I mean,
oh, hell no!
I wonder if that's actually happened. You know, where you know, somebody has has, like, froze the movie on that chick, but it was Arsenio Hall, and the guy pleasures himself thinking it's a chick.
That's gross. That's possible.
We'll have to ask Arsenio next Wednesday.
Yeah, they're pleasuring themselves when he goes, I'm going to tear you apart, your friend, too.
All right, that's a good one, man. Let's talk to Lewis and Silmar. You're on 97.1. You got a stoner thought, dude?
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up?
You're on the air, buddy. There you go.
Put down the joint.
Doesn't matter. Keith and Chino, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, Timmy?
Hey, dude.
I'm on my way from work. I'm not stoned yet, but I just thought the truck that transports the cars, what do I do if that car ever falls off that truck?
Wait, what do you do if a car falls off that truck?
Yeah, you know how they transport the cars to the dealership?
Right.
If those cars just start rolling off, I mean, I'm thinking, do I just try to swerve or do I just try to jump it or, you know? I don't know. I don't know, buddy,
but it's an interesting idea.
I get some handlebars and just dodge it. Just like
that. I always thought that, this isn't a stoner thought, but this is actually a real thought. I always thought that I'm like a good enough driver that if I ever got into a high-speed pursuit with a cop, I'd like my chances, especially through the Encino, Tarzana, Woodland Hills area, up in the, like, Mulholland,
the hills,
Wells Drive.
Wells and Dumets and
yeah,
all that good stuff.
I like my chances through there.
You know your back streets?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I like I always thought if I ever got in a high-speed chase, I'd head for the hills because I think I can skunk them up there. As long as there's a helicopter, as long as they don't throw a helicopter in the mix.
See, I thought about that, too, but I always thought I would go to the airport because helicopters can't fly over there. It's like a no-fly zone. And then you go into, like, the parking structure, and then you, like, mug someone and steal their car and drive out of the parking structure in their car, and they'll never find you.
That's a good idea. You should put that plan to work.
I should, huh?
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Especially at LAX, where there's no cops.
No cops, especially today with Kanye West there.
Yeah. Kanye West. What was he thinking?
I don't know, man.
On 9/11, he causes a ruckus at the airport.
I don't know, man.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what he's thinking.
Chris in Cypress, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hey, how you guys?
All right, what do you got?
Not a whole lot. Hey, remember the McDonald's, you know, mascots and everything like that?
Yes.
What the hell is Grimace?
And isn't Grimace like a negative, you know, like sort of a you know, a negative facial reaction?
Well, yeah, but he was always so jovial and purple and huge. I don't remember that on the value menu at all.
Yeah, I don't either. All right, buddy, thanks for calling. All right, hold on 1 second.
Hello?
Hold on.
Professionals.
Hello? Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'd like, two units on Boston.
Timmy, you're not supposed to do this on the air anymore.
Randy, please. I'm behind for the week. Give me a break. Two units tomorrow on Dodgers. What's the money line on that? Okay. Jesus Christ. All right, let's talk to Dave in Riverside. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, better than that other guy is dodging the cars and everything. How about what kind of trucks carry the trucks that carry the cars? there you go.
There you go. Interesting idea, dude. All right, we thank you for calling, buddy. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The stoner thoughts you have, the thoughts you only get when you're stoned. Otherwise, you're pretty cool. But when you really get stoned, you know, your mind gets a little mixed
up. Hey, Tim.
Yes,
have you ever thought about what it would be like if you met yourself?
I think I'd hate myself.
Like, if you met yourself, you're just at a party and you meet you. Do you ever think about what it would be like, what your first impression would be, and what would you think of yourself after you walked away from that guy? Like, damn, that guy's a douche.
I think I'd try to fight me. Because I know that it would come out 50-50. I don't think I could kick my ass.
You don't think so?
I don't think I could ever kick my ass.
Be like that Tyler Durden guy from Fight Club.
Do you ever think about that? Have you ever met you?
Yeah. I think I'm a punk ass.
You think you'd be pretty cool?
Yeah, and then I'd pull out a blunt, and then I'd be like, all right, this guy's cool.
You know what I did? We talked about this earlier, but I did have a stoner thought years ago that if you're, like, let's say you have Siamese twins, right?
Right.
And they're not joined at the heart, and they, you know, they're joined at the elbow, and they just, like, sort of hang together for their entire lives, and they both work for a living, like they drive a truck or something, and they both make $50,000 a year. Do they have to file one tax return or two?
Do they both have social security numbers?
I don't know. That's the thought that I had.
Well, they're two
people,
right?
Do they have one social security number?
Well, I'm sure with the way everything's going right now in society, I'm sure they'd be separate individuals, even though they're together, because
right.
You don't discriminate against anybody, right?
But do they have to buy two plane seats when they fly?
Well, they're going to take up two seats if they're attached by the elbow.
Yeah, but it's just one guy.
Do they have two butts to sit on?
I don't know. You tell me.
Are they going to lap it the whole time? I don't know, man. Why are you messing with me like this? It's too much.
Who would you date? I mean, if your Siamese twin is having sex and you're not.
Are they attractive?
I don't know.
Some people are probably into that.
I don't know, man.
It's a good fetish. Look it up.
All right, your stoner thoughts. Thoughts you only have when you're completely high. Let's talk to a Jimmy in Oxnard. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Jimmy.
Okay, two things I got to say. First off, am I high or the Dodgers 3.5 up right now?
Yeah.
Let's go Dodgers.
You know, the Dodgers lost 8 in a row. Then I left town, they won 8 in a row. And this, I can't believe how many home runs, RBIs, and how well this Manny Ramirez is doing.
Like, is he really on our team or am I just smoking too much?
This guy's hitting 400.
Like, he's hitting 419, dropping bombs everywhere, whenever he wants.
Every time he gets up, it is exciting.
Like, it's like, I want to watch every at-bat, smoking bowls, doing what I do. Are we really going to go to the playoffs, baby?
It's going to happen, man.
Is Maddox on our team?
Yeah, no. You're not stoned. It's really going to happen. The Dodgers are kicking ass, and they got a great pitching staff. And it looks like they're going to go to the playoffs for the first time in 2 years, 3 years? I don't remember the last time they went to the playoffs. I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago.
It's been a long time.
Time.
They always
man.
Choke at the end of the season, so I'm not trying to get my hopes up.
All right. 520-9710. Adam McAdoshes is with us.
Yeah.
You often hear that guy on HD radio.
Yeah.
Although not anymore, right?
Yeah. We're still on HD radio. It's still streaming.
Right.
It's still streaming.
All right. You a big part of that anymore?
Yeah. You know, I'm still the host with the most.
All right. Very good. All right. Let's talk to Fritz in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Timmy.
Hey, dude.
Timmy. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
You need to go back to the track, Timmy. You haven't made a bet since Christ was born.
I'm sorry, you broke up. You what?
I said you haven't made a bet since Christ was born.
Yeah, I know. I got to get out there. All right, buddy, please. Don't get somebody in here that can
calls horse races.
To irritate me. All right, let's talk to JD in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Ruthless.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, dude.
Yeah, I got a good one. See, I believe in evolution,
right.
And I was thinking, well, if humans have to, like, live in our space, what if humans evolve into the UFOs and we're the UFOs?
Oh, I see. So So we're walking around as UFOs.
Yeah, you know, because if you guys think about it, we're going to be living in our space, and then you got all that solar radiation affecting us genetically. I don't know what kind of mutations could probably create from us.
Huh. Then what are UFOs?
Well, see, that's what I'm thinking. We'll probably be us because, as it is, we didn't look the way we do right now through a process of evolution. We were cavemen. We were probably have monkeys, have men.
Right. Well, you know, this segment is stone thoughts, not thoughts when you're being treated for psychological.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm stone right now. That's okay. What I usually think about.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. I have another theory on stone theory on earthquakes. I think that overpopulation causes earthquakes. I think that because there's so much more weight on the planet in those areas.
More vibrations.
That's why there's earthquakes. Like, California is the most populous state and consequently gets the most earthquakes. They have earthquakes in China, in Japan. They've got earthquakes in Indonesia, in India, and all the places where the population is. And the population of this world's getting fat, and I think we're effing with the world.
You're onto something, Tim.
I think it is,
You're onto something.
It's a stone thought
Look at you, man. What about the fires? Does that have anything to do with it?
Nah, it's something to do with fires. All right, your stone thoughts, everybody. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls. Adam McAdosh is with us, or sort of with us, half with us.
Kind of here.
520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1. Free FM.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM. Your stoner thoughts. Adam McAdosh is with us, or sort of with us.
Yeah, kind
of. Half here. Half baked. Fully baked and half
physically
here.
Physically here.
Yeah. And these are the thoughts you have only when you're stoned. And Randy Wang, you get stoned nowadays, right?
I get stoned every night.
Every night.
Sometimes twice a day.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes I'll get stoned after the Corolla show, then get stoned after this show.
Wow. Just sometimes.
All right, enjoying yourself. And you get some stoner thoughts?
I got some stoner thoughts. The first great stoner thought I had was we were smoking with Sammy in the parking lot, and Gina starts talking to everybody about body language, and for some reason I just blurted out, "My body language thinks I'm fat."
And my body language says I'm fat.
And when I'm stoned, a lot of the times I'm hitting the Jack in the Box drive-thru, so I have a lot of thoughts about Jack in the Box when I'm high. And one of them is, how come the cone on Jack's head never falls down?
Oh, interesting. There's no strap on it.
And when it gets hot in the summer, how come he doesn't melt? And a stoner thought I had a couple nights ago, this one is a little crazy. What would it sound like if your butt burped and your mouth farted?
Be the same.
You may want to get into booze, dude.
Hey, Randy has another one, though. Randy, tell him the one about the alarm clock.
Oh, yeah, my mental alarm was broken because I hit the snooze and I got a concussion.
Hey-o. All right, very good. You can see Randy at the Laugh Factory September 18th.
Timmy.
Yes, sir.
You know, fish party?
No.
Seaweed.
Oh, bum. I gotta get out of here. Let's talk to Jeff and Tarzana. You're on 97.1. Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, big?
Good. How you doing, dude?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm pretty baked right now.
I understand that.
Yeah, I was wondering what it would be like if the police got high.
I bet they do. I bet a lot of cops do get high.
I'm sure they pinch that evidence they take in before they submit it.
Yeah.
Taste what's going on out there.
I wouldn't want to be a cop, though, and patrolling the streets while I'm high. That'd freak me out.
Well, just got to get used to it, man.
Yeah. Let's talk to, how about Robert in Torrance? You're on 97.1.
How you guys doing?
Hey, you got a stoner thought?
Yeah. If I had sex with a woman that was pregnant with the girl, is that a valid three-way?
Mother-daughter combo?
Does that make me gay?
No, it makes... Oh, you mean if the kid's a boy?
Yeah!
So is it a valid three-way? And if it's a boy, does that make me gay?
I think it's a questionable three-way, but you're definitely gay if it's a boy.
Right on.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling. All right, there he goes.
I just know the baby will come out saying, "Are you my daddy?" How does that feel?
Hey, if Adam, here's a stoner thought. If you came back as a chick, would you still be into the stick like you are now?
Hey, I'm not into the stick right now. But if I came back as a chick,
would you be a lesbian, or would you be, succumb to that that stickalonious?
You know, I don't know, because I like ladies right now, because I'm a dude.
Right.
And if I was a chick, I'd probably still like the ladies.
Oh, so you'd be a lesbian if you came back?
Of course.
All right, very good.
Shazam.
All right. Scott Marina Del Rey, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Heidi.
Hello, Tim. It's Scotty. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Two things. Only because I've been on for 30 minutes. In reality, a friend of mine, Dr. Mueller, has a flying car. I saw the test run 6 months ago. Wow. It's called the Sky Car. And if you look at it for yourself, I'd like you to look at it, and I'll ask you next time. This car flies. It's got four turbo engines.
I think I saw it. They tested it recently.
Yes, over a lake, and it works. It's called the Sky Car, and it's guided by GP navigation. So, I mean, they're going to be selling them to the public.
What are they going to be selling for, do you know?
I don't know the price. I don't. But they're going to have it where you can, you know, you'll be on different levels. And, yeah, they're going to be quite expensive. But they did it. They flew over it.
How high do they fly?
You know, I'm really not sure. It's not like an airplane, but they're going to be on different levels. I mean, up to 5,000 feet, I'm sure, you know, they'd have to. Right. But about your earthquake thing, what if everybody in China jumped up at the same time? Do you think possibly the access might happen there, buddy?
That's interesting.
It could happen.
You know, all at the same time, though, they'd have to, you know.
That'd be interesting, buddy. We thank you for calling. Yeah, if everyone jumped at the same time, you get an earthquake.
China's a country that can make it happen, too. You see those Olympics?
Yeah,
jeez,
man.
They're all in sync over there.
All right, the thoughts you have only when you're stoned. Tony in West Covina, you're on 97.1.
What's up, guys? Hey, this happened to me during lunchtime. Me and my buddy decided to blaze out during lunch. We were arguing about the gas prices and the traffic coming into work in the morning. So we decided, hey, what if we just leave the car here at work after we're done?
And?
You mean, to save gas?
Yeah, to save gas, and we don't have to fight traffic in the morning.
And how do you get home?
We were stoned. We didn't know.
All right. Thanks for calling. This happened to a guy on the bus. I used to take the bus to Santa Anita when I was young because I had no wheels.
Loyal.
And I would go out to Santa Anita on the bus. And this happened once on the way home. We got on the bus to come back to the San Fernando Valley. And halfway back to the San Fernando Valley, a guy stands up and he goes, "Bus driver, stop." And he goes, "Why?" He goes, "F." He goes, "I forgot I drove today." He's halfway the F home. And he's so caught up in how much money he lost, he has no idea that he drove the car today. My wife's going to kill me. You got to let me off this thing. Let's talk to a Frankie in Northridge. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you?
Yo, what's good? Hey, dude. Macintoshes.
Yeah, what's up?
Like, hey, dude, you can't use that S-word, my brother.
Sorry, since there's a lot of drama and a lot of, you know, escalations going around the world.
Right.
Why didn't the UN just roll up a fat one and we all get high and then we won't want to fight wars anymore?
Good idea. Good idea,
society
buddy.
Blunt.
Yes. All right, the thoughts you have only when you're stoned, 520-9710. And 888-520-9710.
You ever think about that, Timmy? What if, like, everyone in the whole world was high at the same time? Like, how would everything happen? Like, if people would still function, if everyone would just not care about anything and just sit back with their feet up, like, yeah, I'm just chilling out.
I think production would go down in several areas.
But everyone would be happy.
Yeah, but everyone would be happy, but everybody living outside with no electricity and...
Why not? There's functional stoners. I can function when I'm high.
I don't think you get everybody in the world stoned. I don't know how everyone's going to function.
I think
there's just about enough stoners right now.
You think so?
I think we're close to hitting our max. Johnny and Brea, you're on 97.1.
Hey, I'm talking about Donnie Chronic Seed.
Yes. There you go.
There we go, man. All over the world, baby. We're going to outgrow the government.
All right. Stoner thoughts. Thoughts you have only when you're stoned. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. Lewis on the 210. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tammy. How you doing?
Hey, Bobo.
This actually happened to me like a couple of days ago. I was coming home. I was pretty blown out of my mind, my buddy. And I was listening to John and Jeff. And they had a topic about how women don't want, you know, their baby's daddy to, you know what they're wasting their child support money on.
Right.
And I came to the conclusion, for some weird reason, I started arguing with my buddy that I felt that all the girls in the world were in on just destroying every guy. That there was a group out there just to get us.
That's not a stoner thought. That's reality.
And it was just weird because I was just everywhere I went, every girl I saw, I just pointed at her and I was like, dude, she's in on it.
Yeah, they're all in on it.
I was freaked out the whole night, so that was something I came up with.
I think the president of that whole crew is living in my house.
All right,
dude, that's an interesting stoner thought. I had another one the other day. I'm watching the news. You know, these hurricanes that come across from, from Africa, and they come in.
Across the Atlantic.
Yeah. Well, they get up a lot of steam because of the warm waters. What if you had billions and billions of pounds of dry ice, and you threw it all into the Gulf and brought the temperature of the Gulf down like 3 or 4 degrees? Wouldn't those storms go away?
But wouldn't that mess with the ecosystem and all the animals in the ocean?
Of course it would, baby.
So you're going to save the humans from hurricanes but kill all the animals in the ocean?
We don't kill them. They just, you know.
How do you know how the dry ice won't affect them?
Well, no, but when you get shrimp out of the Gulf, then you don't even have to, freeze them. They're already frozen. It's an interesting idea.
I like fresh shrimp. I don't like frozen shrimp.
All right. The thoughts you have only... when you're completely high, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. John in Anaheim, you're on 97.1.
Timmy, my boy, how you doing?
All right, what do you got?
I always wanted to know how the guy who drives the snowplow gets to work.
Later
by Monday.
All right, thanks, dude. That's interesting. Yeah, how does that guy get to work?
He keeps it on his parkway or driveway before, so he just drives it off his parkway.
That's funny, dude. How does the guy who drives the snowplow get to work? Hey, tomorrow, if you're not doing anything, or even if you are doing something, cancel your plans, because Frosty, Heidi, and Frank have a remote tomorrow at the Sagebrush. Randy, are you going to go out to that one?
I'm going to slide out there.
Are you? What time?
Maybe after the Corolla show, 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'll be working it.
You'll be working it?
Of course, the brand ambassador.
All right, well, buzz out onto the Sagebrush. That's in my area.
Bring
I should
a
stop
joint.
By. Hey, it's Gino, like, you going out there tomorrow?
I think I just might. It sounds like a good time.
You got nothing going on?
Cancel it.
Look at you.
It's like 10 feet from the border of Calabasas, so you can still smoke at Sagebrush. But if you go outside of Sagebrush, you can't because you're in Calabasas. And
right.
You got a ticket.
Yeah, I got very lucky. The Sagebrush got very lucky.
It's like 10 feet from the border.
Yeah, that they're not in communist Calabasas.
That's right.
Jake in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what do you got?
I was just going up north, actually, to visit family in Humboldt. Me and my brother were stoned off our butts, and I was looking up at the stars on the side of the SUV and thinking of what life would be like on another, planet. And I was about to reiterate that to my brother and caught myself in mid-stoner thought and then proceeded to go ahead and think of what I would be doing for work out there instead. That was pretty weird, yeah.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling.
Trying to get oxygen.
That's pretty cool. All right, we have a quick sports update for you. I know a lot of guys, we're getting close towards the end of the season here. And the Los Angeles Dodgers are kicking ass, dude.
Woo! First place!
Yeah, the Los Angeles Dodgers are in first place. And it's been quite some time since the Dodgers have been up 3.5 games. And they're 75-71. They're 4 games over .500. And 3.5 games above Arizona. Let me see, 146 games, right? So they played 146. They got 162 in the season. they got 6 there. They got 16 games left. 16 games left, dude.
Los Dodgers.
Yes. And 16 games left and up by 3.5 is pretty good. The Chicago Cubs are up by 5.5. Let's see how the Mets are up by 3. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Up by 17.5 games. Jesus
Whoa.
Christ. Look at that team, man.
Look at that.
Seattle is 31 games behind the LA Angels of Anaheim. Also, the Chicago White Sox are heading. Tampa Bay is up by 2.5 games. Oh, they're only up by 2.5 games over Boston. That's getting tight. But the Los Angeles Angels, 6-10. They're playing 89-57 and 31 games above Seattle. 22 games ahead of Oakland and 17.5 games ahead of Texas. Jesus Christ, what a team, man. I think there's going to be a World Series in Anaheim. If I'm a betting man, that's where my dough is. All right, the thoughts you have only when you're stoned. We'll take a couple more of these calls, then we'll move on. Jay in Newport, you're on 97.1.
T-Bone, my man.
Hey,
look at you,
dude.
Dud. Hey, check this out. Don't mean to get all profound, but are humans innately good or evil?
I think it's, you know, it's like 50-50. You know, I think it's a 33, 33, and 33.
Yeah, there's a couple bad seeds.
But I think they're pretty decent people. I think when people are under pressure, they're pretty decent to one another.
Yeah, we're all good people.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of good people out
there. We're all good.
I don't believe that everybody's evil. If everybody was evil, this place would be a hellhole.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, it is. All right, let's talk to Bob in Lancaster. You're on 97.1.
Okay.
We can't use that. We can't use that whole term. But
I hear it. What did he say?
He said,
yeah.
"You sound like you have a wiener in stuck
okay.
in your
whatever, man. He's just a hater.
All right,
haters.
Stoner thoughts. Mike in Quebec. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what do you got?
All right. Well, if a cop is going around going really fast and stuff,
right,
and some other cop has some beef with him or something, can a cop pull over that cop?
I think so. I think it happens a lot.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of haters just, you know.
Yeah, I think that can
jealousy.
Happen.
That'd be actually pretty cool to see.
I'd love to see that, yeah. And then, and if that cop fights the other cop, is there another, and when the other cops show up, who do they help?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that assaulting a police officer?
Yeah.
If they do fight?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is that a would they both get felonies for that?
No, I don't know who gets... And what if there is a fight and a cop shoots the other cop?
Yeah, would he get a proper burial? I mean...
Yeah, he's an outlaw when he got
don't
a job.
Like,
I don't know.
Armor and stuff, though?
All right, buddy, thanks for calling. All right, we're up to 88 friends, is that right, on MySpace?
Yeah, we got like 25 more since you announced it last hour.
Excellent, okay.
Can I be a friend? I'm a friend.
Yeah, put Adam on as a
friend. I'm 89.
All right, go to MySpace. We got the Conway Show. We have a brand new MySpace, myspace.com/Conway Show. We're up to 88 friends. We've only been doing this, what, a couple days?
Tuesday,
okay.
I want to be your friend.
All right, go to myspace.com/Conway Show. And join the group, man. What the hell?
Yeah.
Why not?
Put me in the top 8, yeah?
See how many friends we can get by the end of the week.
Sounds like
MySpace.com/Conway Show. And don't forget Frosty, Heidi, and Frank tomorrow at Sagebrush,
woo,
starting at 10 a.m., and that place should be unbelievable.
Sing it, bitch.
Sing it, bitch.
Sing it, bitch.
Oh, is his daughter coming?
Sing it, bitch.
All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Thanks for coming by. Adam,
yeah,
Agadocious,
anytime.
Man. Shazam,
dude.
All right. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Now in the street there is violence. And not a lot of work to be done. No place to hang out or washing.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And joining us from the John and Jeff Show are John and Jeff. Nice to see you, fellas.
Hello.
What's up, Timmy?
Hey, what's going on with that big show tonight, man?
You know, tough economic times means more people are drinking beer. So for the first time since 1990, beer sales are up.
Wow.
Why since 1990? That was going into another recession.
Oh, man. So you can always tell.
Right.
By the beer sales.
Making a comeback.
So imagine that. I mean, the first time beer sales have gone up since 1990, and that was because of a recession.
Oh, Jesus.
So people are drinking at home. They're not drinking as much out at the casual restaurants. So they're grabbing dinner and a six-pack and
right.
taking it home because it's cheaper.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
So we're going to talk about what beer are people consuming during these tough economic
yes.
times.
Yes. Now, you know, I prefer a Heineken myself. And I know that in some restaurants in Los Angeles, you know, Heineken can cost you like $6 or $7, you know, $7.50.
Or $20 at Dodger Stadium.
Is that, yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, for the draft. I think it's $10 out there. But if you had like, you know, with a tip and tax and everything, a Heineken could cost you $10 at a bar.
Easily.
And it's only $12 for a 12-pack. So why not spend the extra $2 and go home and drink it?
You know, it's interesting. You go to CVS and you see people loading up on beer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how people are now, you know, going to Costco and
I'm the same way.
When I go to a bar, I wear a down jacket. And I just put the beers in the pockets. People are going, "What? Why are you wearing a jacket? Oh, I'm cold." But they don't know I've got the beer in there.
Yeah, it's a good look. Yeah, he always leaves single, but he's bombed and he's got money in his pocket. But yeah, when Heineken goes down to $12.99, and here's a tip for everybody. If you go to the Arco station on Reseda and Oxnard, it's always $12.99.
Wow.
It is. I've never seen it. I go there occasionally. But I've never seen it more expensive than $12.99. Oxnard and Reseda. So buzz on out there. But don't go tonight because I got to go there on my way home. So don't clean out the fridge. All right. John and Jeff are up next. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show tomorrow right after Lycus on 97.1 Free FM. All right. I'm sorry. Leo is with us.
Governor Schwarzenegger, a big Terminator fan here. I don't believe we should make Terminator films without James Cameron. Do you feel the same way?
Absolutely. And let me tell you, James Cameron totally lost his goddamn mind because he's off out there making movies under the goddamn ocean. He will not stop making movies about the Titanic and all that. Finally pulled his head out of his ass. He's making some stupid movie. If James Cameron is not making it, it will totally blow. I tell you right now.
Yeah, Terminator Salvation, even though Christian Bale's going to be in it, it's going to be the big movie next summer. I think it's going to be any self-respecting Terminator fan is not going to care.
Yeah, Christian who? Exactly. I don't even know what you're saying to me right now.
Okay.
Because they told me, they said this guy Christian Bale is the Batman. I said, hell no, I was in the Batman movie. It was George Clooney. I was the Mr. Freeze. It was the best movie that ever was. You know it and I know it. Don't play games with me. Don't play games.
KLSX, KLSX HD, Los Angeles.